Welcome to Cosmetology School Accounting, a mini podcast series where we dive into key financial topics for cosmetology schools in just a few minutes. This mini cast is designed to give you valuable insight in a quick, easily digestible format, perfect for the busy professional. So sit back and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cosmetology School podcast, where we dive deep into the ins and outs of the beauty education industry. I'm your host, Desiree Anderson, and today we're going to be exploring some strategic tips for cosmetology schools looking to thrive in the new year. Whether you are a school owner, an administrator, or an instructor, we'll be going over five key areas that can help you, that can help optimize your operations, stay ahead of industry trends, and keep students satisfied and successful. We are now in a new year, 2025, so we want to make sure we are coming into the new year ready to strategize and make sure that our schools are successful and thriving in the new year. Now, this episode is going to be chocked full of actionable insights, so grab your notebooks, settle in, and let's get started. So the five areas that we're going to be talking about are, number one, streamlining financial processes. We'll be talking about enhancing the school's curriculum based upon industry trends. It's a little bit outside of the financial realm, but I'd like to talk about it anyway. Compliance and accreditation, that's the third area we'll be discussing. Compliance and accreditation is extremely important. Compliance is extremely important if you are either accredited or looking to become accredited. Also, we'll be talking about prioritizing student retention and success because, as you know, without the students, there is no school. And lastly, we'll be talking about boosting marketing and community engagement. All right, so let's start with my area of expertise, which is streamlining financial processes. Finances are the backbone of any educational institution, including cosmetology schools. Managing the school's finances effectively is crucial for day-to-day operations, but also for maintaining a strong reputation and accreditation status. So let's dig into the whys and the how. Why do we need to do what needs to be done? And how do we do it? How do we achieve our goals? Okay, so when it comes to financial processes, you know, clear and accurate financial management is essential for a number of reasons. First, if you're accredited or looking to become accredited, you must demonstrate sound fiscal practices. Second, having well-managed finances ensures that you're able to invest in the resources like equipment, teaching tools, marketing, that your school needs to grow because your school needs all of these assets to grow. Now, finally, accurate bookkeeping allows you to predict cash flow. Cash is king. If you are not controlling your cash flow, it can be devastating down the road. So you want to make sure that you're able to plan for future investments. You want to avoid nasty surprises at tax time, or even surprises that occur when your accrediting bodies come in or come knocking on the door. Okay, so maintaining and understanding your cash flow is going to help, you know, in these areas. So it is crucial that a school pays attention to their cash flow. Okay, so how do you streamline financial processes? Well, without getting into all the details on how to do this, we'll talk about maybe, let's say, three areas on what you need to do. So let's start out by talking about leveraging accounting software. So if you leverage the proper accounting software that works for your school, whether it be QuickBooks, whether it be Xero, whether it be Zoho, or whatever, even if it's a spreadsheet, which I don't necessarily, I don't push spreadsheets because the room for error is high when it comes to spreadsheets. So it's always best to work with a software. But I will say that a spreadsheet is better than doing nothing at all. Now, QuickBooks is great for small businesses. And the good thing about QuickBooks is that it can be tailored to the needs of your school. So using accounting software definitely it helps because it helps you to track expenses. It helps you to track tuition payments. It helps you track payroll and other important financial data all in one place. Okay. Now, number two, you want to regularly reconcile your bank accounts and track tuition payments. If you're not keeping a close eye on your transactions, errors and missed payments can really start to accumulate. So you want to schedule weekly or bi-weekly time slots to make sure that that your books and your bank accounts or your bank statements match. If something shows up on your financial statements that is not on your bank statement, that is a problem, because if it's not on the bank statement, it didn't happen. So you want to make sure that you're keeping track and that you are reconciling your bank statements to your accounting software. Thirdly, you want to create budget versus actual reports monthly. All right. So what exactly does this mean and what does this look like? So once you have a budget set, okay, you want to make sure that you are comparing your projected expenses, which are your budgeted expenses, and your revenue to what really happened. This approach gives you an early warning if you are either overspending or if tuition income isn't coming in as expected. And that, you know, that gives you the opportunity to course correct early rather than finding out when it's almost too late. By staying on top of your finances, you are definitely going to be reducing stress. You're going to ensure compliance with regulatory bodies, which would be the IRS, it would be your state, it would be NACUS, you know, whoever regulates whatever it is that you are doing. And also, it's going to free up mental space to focus on core missions of educating future beauty professionals. That is why you are in business. You're in business to educate beauty professionals. You're not in business to stress over what could possibly happen if the school does not maintain its financial position. All right, so number two, we're going to talk about enhancing the school's curriculum based upon industry trends. Now, I know this topic is near and dear to every educator's heart because we're talking about curriculum development. Now, the beauty industry tends to move on a very, very fast pace. You know, we have new products, new techniques, new technologies emerge all the time. So how do you keep up with all of this stuff, you know, as it relates to the curriculum for the school? How do you keep the curriculum fresh? And why is it even important? But it's important because students in today's world expect that their school is going to provide them with up-to-date training that aligns with real-world salon and spa practices. Now, you have the requirements by, let's say, if you're using Milady, for example, you can definitely pull information and teach students based on what's in Milady's, but you also have to understand that because of the fast-paced environment that we live in, you're also going to probably have to look outside of that just to see what is going on in the real world. If you're teaching outdated methods, your graduates won't be prepared to compete in a rapidly evolving job market, and that could harm your reputation in the long run. It's important that you pay attention to that. So how do you enhance your curriculum? Well, there are a few ways that you could do this. One is to partner with local salons and spas. So establishing relationships with industry professionals, ask them which skills and knowledge are in demand and incorporate these insights into your courses. These partnerships might also open the door for future lecturers, field trips, or even internships. Offer courses on social media marketing and business management, because you know nowadays everything happens on social media. Especially in our industry, because everything is so visual, social media marketing for beauty professionals is huge and it really does work. More and more beauty professionals are becoming entrepreneurs and freelancers. So knowing how to build a brand on platforms like Instagram or TikTok can really increase your students' chances of succeeding in the industry. Also, you want to provide continuing education workshops for alumni. Education doesn't have to stop at graduation. You want to keep your alumni connected and skilled by offering short, focused workshops on new products, advanced hair coloring techniques, or the latest skincare innovations. You'll build loyalty among your graduates, and you're going to strengthen the school's network overall. So being proactive with your curriculum not only positions your school as a forward-thinking institution, but also ensures that your graduates stand out to potential employers. So in an industry as visually driven as cosmetology, that's a major plus for your students and for your reputation. Thirdly, let's talk about compliance and accreditation. This is an extremely important area because because in working with cosmetology schools, I have found that the number one reason a school loses its accreditation is put on probation or has issues always revolves around the financial aspect. The financial aspect doesn't just stop with the numbers and the financial statements. It also includes internal controls, policies, and procedures. If your school is not following proper internal controls and policies and procedures, those are huge reasons why you can and will be put on probation by the accrediting body. Compliance is one of those areas that, yes, it's extremely boring. I'm not going to lie to you. It's extremely boring. There's nothing sexy about it, but it's important. So let's turn our attention to compliance and accreditation, a topic that is very daunting, but one that absolutely is critical to an institution's success. Why? Well, when a school is accredited, it builds credibility and it allows you to offer financial aid options like federal student loans, making programs more accessible to potential students. So operating without proper accreditation or letting it lapse can seriously jeopardize your school's future. So how do you stay compliant? Well, there are a number of ways, and we'll talk about three. Number one, you want to make sure you prepare for your audits, documented policies, procedures, and internal controls. Don't wait until an audit or renewal deadline approaches, okay? You want to make sure you're doing these things throughout the year. Treat compliance like an ongoing project. Keep a checklist of required documents like attendance records, financial records, curriculum outlines, and student evaluations, and update them on a regular basis. A great thing to do is to use templates to create standardized documentation because templates can help ensure consistency across different departments. Everything from syllabi to financial aid forms can be formulated for easy review and updates. Train your staff on accreditation standards. Make sure that everyone, your instructors included, administrative team, and even support staff understand their role in maintaining compliance. You want to hold regular training sessions or workshops so no one is caught off guard by changes in regulations. It can be a lot of work to stay compliant, but the payoff is huge. Your school gains trust from regulatory bodies, can tap into federal aid programs, and it shows prospective students that your institution is reputable. All right, number four, prioritizing student retention and success. Okay, so the heart and soul of any cosmetology school is what? Who? It's the students. So high student retention and successful job placement aren't just good for your bottom line, even though they're good for your bottom line, but that's not the only thing they're good for. They're important for your reputation and accreditation as well. Why? Because retention rates and job placement statistics are critical data points. They're often directly tied to your accreditation requirements. Plus, happy students lead to positive word of mouth referrals, which is marketing gold. No matter what you do as it relates to marketing, there is nothing better than students who attended your institution getting out there and spreading the word and saying how wonderful their experience was. And not only that, talking about when they graduated, they were able to find a job, they were able to actually get out there into the market and use the skills they learned from your institution to start making money. So how do you boost retention? Okay, let's talk about a few ways. You can offer personalized mentorship programs, which entails pairing each student with a mentor. This could be a more senior student, it could be a faculty member, or even an industry professional. So mentorships help build confidence. It provides a sense of support and encourages students to stay committed to their goals. You want to also track attendance and progress using management software like SMART or STARS, whichever one works for you. And there are a few others that are out there as well, because monitoring progress closely helps you identify red flags early. For instance, if a student starts missing classes or falling behind, you can intervene with extra support or counseling before they decide to drop out. Thirdly, celebrate achievements. Don't underestimate the power of a little recognition. Host award ceremonies for milestones or highlight achievements on social media. Acknowledging progress fosters a sense of community and it motivates students to keep going, which is very important. You definitely want that. Because students who feel supported and see a clear path to success are much more likely to stay enrolled and complete their program. That translates into satisfied graduates, stronger alumni networks, and a robust pipeline of referrals for your school. Finally, let's talk about boosting marketing and community engagement. All right, so this, I guess, you could say is the fun part, because, you know, of course, when it comes to the actual finances and compliance, that's a little boring and not really fun. But, you know, marketing and community engagement could be more upbeat and fun. This is where your creativity can really shine. And it's also a fantastic way to drum up excitement about your school. Why? Okay, well, by establishing a strong online presence and engaging with your local community, you'll increase brand awareness and you're going to attract more students. It's also a great way to create goodwill with the people and the organizations around you. So how do you market effectively? There are a few ways that you can do this. You can use social media platforms to showcase student work. Now, cosmetology, as we all know, is a highly visual field. So Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube are your best friends. And you want to post before and after photos because people are very visual. You want to post short tutorial clips and success stories. It's a free way to advertise that can reach thousands and in some cases, even millions of people if your content really resonates with them. You want to host community events, things like freestyling workshops, beauty expos, or charity drives that can put your school on the map. It would be a great idea if you have connections to invite local media to cover these events, or for free, you can live stream them on social media. So these events not only bring attention to your institution, but also it gives your students real world practice, which is very, very important. Another thing, you can partner with local high schools. Now, many high school students aren't even aware of cosmetology as a viable and lucrative career path. So reaching out to guidance counselors and offering career days or scholarship programs can really help funnel enthusiastic young people into your programs. So the key here is consistency. Keep your marketing content fresh, engaging, and most importantly, authentic, because people can study a fake a mile away. So building your relationship with local businesses and institutions can also create long-lasting benefits for everyone involved. All right, so in conclusion, let's recap our 5 action steps for cosmetology schools aiming to succeed in the new year. Number 1, streamline financial processes, set up the right accounting systems, and keep track of all income and expenses. Number two, enhance curriculum with industry trends. Make sure you're keeping up with what's hot in the salon and on social media. Partner with local businesses and offer continuing education. Number three, focus on compliance and accreditation. There goes those boring words again, compliance. Okay, so you want to stay prepared for audits with solid documentation and staff who understand accreditation standards, and also staff who understand what's required as it relates to accounting. That way, when you are going through an audit, you will hopefully you will achieve a clean audit because your internal controls and your processes and policies and procedures are in place. Number four, you want to prioritize student retention and success. Provide mentorships, track progress, and celebrate wins to keep students engaged. And finally, you want to boost marketing and community engagement. Harness social media, host local events, and connect with high schools to raise your profile. By implementing these strategies, you'll be well on your way to a thriving cosmetology school that attracts high-quality students, maintains a solid reputation, and stands out in a competitive market. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode of the Cosmetology School Accounting Podcast. I hope you found these tips useful, and I encourage you to take them back to your team for discussion. Maybe even plan a special New Year strategy meeting to outline how you'll tackle each area step by step. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the Cosmetology School Accounting Podcast and leave us a review. And if you know other beauty educators or administrators who could benefit from these tips, share this episode with them. Let's work together to raise the bar in cosmetology education. Until next time, I'm Desiree Anderson, signing off. Keep styling, innovating, and chasing those beauty dreams. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to Cosmetology School Accounting. We hope today's insight helped you navigate your financial journey with confidence. If you found value in this episode, please share it with your colleagues and leave us a review. For more resources and updates, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Profit and Beauty. And visit our website at AndersonAccounting3.com. You can find all these links in the show notes. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore more topics tailored to the accounting needs of cosmetology schools. Until then, keep thriving in your financial endeavors.